It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A Southern Utah YouTuber, popular for making off-road towing videos, is being charged with insurance fraud. Prosecutors say he charged AAA for tows that didn't happen. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the 15-year-old Michigan student accused of killing four classmates during a shooting will be held without bail. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz.
It's emergency traffic on northbound I-15. Two left lanes blocked with this crash approaching 2100 South, causing heavy delays into Murray. And now an accident northbound Bangor Highway at 9800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of haze, poor air quality, but mild temperatures. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Temperature dropping 45 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
A partisan battle in the Senate as the clock ticks down to a possible government shutdown. Conservatives insist any continuing resolution or temporary funding measure include no money for a COVID vaccine mandate. Utah Republican Mike Lee.
This mandate, tied with President Biden's more sweeping general vaccine mandate, is something that, in combination, has put millions of Americans in so many difficult, untenable, unfair positions.
The government will shut down at midnight on Friday without a spending bill. A San Francisco resident who traveled to South Africa is the first confirmed U.S. case of the Omicron COVID variant. A 15-year-old charged with murder and terrorism in connection with yesterday's deadly shooting at his high school in Michigan. President Biden taking part in a holiday tradition.
Well, we light this menorah in the White House when Jewish families place menorahs in their windows. We're proclaiming liberty.
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff, who is Jewish, helped light the menorah. Daria Alminger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The University of Utah has developed a new tool that would allow breast cancer screenings without radiation exposure. Benjamin Sanchez, an electrical and computer engineering assistant professor at the U who worked on the project, says it's a safer way for younger women who want to get checked for breast cancer.
One of the challenges associated with the mammogram is that since it involves low doses of radiation, they are not often or typically used in women younger than 40 years old, right? But that doesn't mean that those women could not potentially, right, develop breast cancer. But it's just that they just don't get typically screened for, right? So with this technology that we have develop in collaboration with Ionic Sciences, a company, a startup company here in Salt Lake, we can obtain, you know, an indication of whether a patient may have breast cancer without involving ionizing this radiation, right? And therefore, from a safety perspective, it's safer and can be used early in the life of, you know, of women. So that's really what the technology is about. It uses electricity to detect changes that happen in the body as a result of having breast cancer. And so the idea is that by screening women, you know, with this technology, if we were to find, let's say, a positive, right, that then that person could then have a follow-up mammogram to make definitive diagnosis.
Sanchez says although the new procedure uses electricity, none of the women in the study reported pain.
The amount of electricity that is applied to the body is entirely painless, and it's not the patient cannot perceive it or feel it at all. It's entirely painless. And as part of that study, we included an actual tolerability questionnaire where we asked the patient to rate and the pain involved with the procedure, you know, to make sure that no one would, you know, have any, let's say, of discomfort.
The new tool could be used by breast cancer patients who are undergoing therapy and can't be exposed to more radiation to check on the tumor's development. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We do have an emergency traffic situation. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky, what's going on?
We have a crash northbound on I-15 approaching 2100 South. It's been blocking two left lanes of traffic. Now you have slow-and-go delays all the way back to the I-215 junction, the south interchange. On southbound I-15, you're going to see delays that linger Murray to Sandy. And then both directions of I-15 seeing some bogged-down traffic between 106th and 123rd South. But we're seeing delays ease westbound SR-201, still a little heavy Redwood Road to just past the West Belt. Michelle?
Still looking at this crash, southbound I-215 West Belt 900 South. A center lane has been blocked, seeing delays in the area. Now for drivers on I-15 in Utah County, picking the slowdowns up right about Lehigh's Main Street in spots, down to Linden on the flip side from Orem up into American Fork. Steve?
And northbound 15 pretty much clear now from Salt Lake up to Ogden, but southbound I-15 is still a bit thick through Roy. We have slowdowns on the West Belt, southbound 215 at 700 North, and southbound Highway 89 still packed in through Uinta between Skyline Drive and the I-84 Junction. Stop by IFA's holiday sale for the year's best deals on big ticket gifts and stocking stuffers too. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still a couple more nice, sunny, warm days to enjoy for December. Let's check this 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, this gunky air continues. Valley inversions in place, moderately unhealthy air quality, and it looks to last for the next several days. Over the next couple days, we'll have highs in the 50s with lows in the 30s. Clouds will increase on Saturday and Sunday. Some south winds pick up Monday ahead of a storm that'll come in Tuesday. Look for some valley rain, bench and mountain snow, and that will help clear out some of the bad air. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and I have got great news for those who thought they missed the Black Friday promotion at Intellibed. The good news is it continues on through Monday, December 13th, with 15% off any size Intellibed signature mattress with the gel matrix. That's what delivers that firm and soft sleep at the same time. And how about a free bedding accessory bundle with the purchase of that signature Intellibed mattress? Two gelled microfiber pillows, one bamboo sheet set, one Prime Terry mattress protector, and free shipping. That's a total value of over $1,000. And don't forget, too, that all of the bedding accessories at Intellibed are 25% off. They are perfect for holiday gifts. Right now, the sale continues. Black Friday goes on through December 13th. Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale next to Olive Garden, Logan. And you can simply drop by at Intellibed.com and get these same great deals. Intellibed.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
There's a new Cafe Rio in town at City Creek Center. Dine in or pick up with grab-and-go parking spots just off State Street on P1 of the parking garage. Get your Cafe Rio favorites now at City Creek Center.
KSL News Time 5:55. We are watching Utah's money. Toys R Us is opening a new store a year after a relaunch of two stores failed due to the pandemic. The new 20,000 square foot store will open in New Jersey's American Dream Mall in mid-December. KSL Drive's British car maker Aston Martin has confirmed a V12 powered Vantage is coming in 2020. 2022. Automotive group Stellantis warns the pressure on automakers to accelerate shift to electric vehicles might threaten jobs and vehicle quality as companies manage the higher costs of building EVs. On Wall Street today, another rough day for the markets. The Dow dropped 461 points to end at 34,022. S&P 500 down by 53. The NASDAQ fell 283 points. KSL News Time, 5:56, and it's time for Cougar Tracks, and here's Mitch Harper.
Tonight, the undefeated and 12th-ranked BYU men's basketball team takes the quick drive down University Parkway to face the 6-1 Utah Valley Wolverines. This will be the first time Mark Pope visits the UCCU Center since he left the head coach role at UVU in 2009 to succeed Dave Rose at BYU. To this day, Pope still cherishes his time in Orem.
I got a lot of love for Utah Valley. We fought and bled and sweat there for 4 years. We still laugh about things that happened as we tried to find our way as a staff. And we had some incredible young men compete for us in our 4 years there, and it's a really special place.
BYU versus UVU tips off tonight at 7 p.m. with pregame coverage beginning at 6 here on KSL, and we'll have in-game coverage online on the KSL Sports app. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.